The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, what's up? It is me, Derek, your host of the Degenerate Derek Podcast, back for Season 3, Episode 17. It is the NFL Week 6 preview show. Do me a favor before we get into anything, any of my picks that I have a heart on for, brought to you by Blue Chew, any of Dipshit Daniels picks or news or any of that good stuff, do me one favor, whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple, doesn't matter, hit that subscribe button for me. Subscribe. Okay? I have a lot of downloads. My subscriber numbers don't quite match those downloads. I need those to match. All right, that would help me out tremendously, and I would greatly appreciate it. So please subscribe. That's all I need. Just hit me with the subscribe. You ain't got to pay me no money. You ain't got to do nothing. Just subscribe. That's it. All right, so week 6 in the NFL. I got some picks coming up. What was I going to do? I was going to do something. Fuck, I totally forgot. Again, I apologize for moving the podcast back to Friday. I'm just going to have to start doing that just because the NFL with COVID is just bullshit during the week. It's not like your normal, you know, obviously nothing's normal. NFL is not an exception to that. Their shit's all fucked up. Sometimes you don't know who's playing. Sometimes facilities are closing throughout the week. And there's just not as much info available. Again, I think that has a lot to do with because reporters aren't really being able to report because they're not there. So some of their contacts are, I don't know what it is. There's just not the info that is rolling out like it used to be. So these podcasts will now be on Monday and on Friday moving forward, okay? I apologize, but thank you. It's just much better. I was able to get a ton of more info so I can, well, not that I'm going to do a better podcast. I just want to make better picks. All right. I know I'm 7-1 on Monday night, including this past Monday night with the Chargers plus 7 against the Saints. That was easy money. Chargers should have absolutely won that game. They blew it. They cost themselves. It's just because they have a rookie quarterback. Usually there's a learning curve with how to win football games in the NFL. They don't usually quite know how to do it yet. Understandable. Nothing against acne face Justin Herbert. Okay, he throws a beautiful ball. Even though his face isn't that beautiful, he throws a beautiful ball. And they covered the 7 points for me, and I appreciate it. It moved me to 7-1 on Monday Night Football. And that is literally saving my season. Is Monday Night Football is saving my season. I'm 15-17-1 overall. 7-1 on Monday night. I also won Tuesday night game with the Titans and the Bills. I'm not adding that to my record, but I did tweet it out. I did make it public. I was on the Titans from the get-go. Titans dominated that game just like I knew they would. Bills are absolutely fraudulent. Too many people sucking on Josh Allen's weenie. And it just ain't, they ain't there yet, okay? They're still, it's not like they're still the Bills. They are getting better. But people were giving them the Super Bowl, and it's just like, eh. Titans are a team of grown-ass men, and they whooped the Bills' ass just like I thought they would. But I'm 15-17-1 on the year overall. 46%, horrible, awful. Not as bad as Daniel's 42% at 6-8-1, but, you know, I'm not above. You need to be above 52%, I think, to be profitable or something like that. I'm almost there. I'll get there, maybe. We'll see. This week's a little tough. A lot of stuff in the news, though. A lot of bullshit in the news. Like Le'Veon Bell going to the Kansas City Chiefs. How do you go from the worst team to the best team? That's just some bullshit. But Le'Veon Bell was cut by the Jets. He's moved on to the Kansas City Chiefs. That seems to already be affecting the line in Kansas City, as I've seen that they've jumped up from 3.5-point favorites over the Bills for Monday night to 4.5-point favorites. So Le'Veon Bell is now a Kansas City Chief. Isn't that some bullshit? Odell Beckham Jr., he tests negative. He has remained quarantined away from the Browns facility, but they thought there was a story earlier in the week where Odell was feeling sick, and they thought, oh, my God, COVID. Because, you know, if you're sick now, fuck, you got COVID. People act like the stomach bug just never existed. You got a cough. Your tummy's hurting. You got COVID, bro. Turns out OBJ did test negative. I don't know if he's going to play Sunday or not. They got a big game against Pittsburgh. So, you know, monitor that for you fantasy footballers out there. Or maybe you're betting on the Browns. Or we're going to bet on this. I'm not betting on that game, so I haven't paid too much attention to it. But that seems to be pretty much the news of the week. Yeah. I see the Colts closed their facility after one of their staff members tested positive. But as far as I know, that Colts-Bengals game is still on. Atlanta had some false negatives, but their game still seems to be on. Who's Atlanta playing? Atlanta's playing, I forget, they are playing Minnesota. What a shit game that'll be. So, yeah, that's pretty much it going on in the news. I'm trying to think, anything else happened this week? You know what I really need, though? I really need a buddy to start doing this podcast with me. I miss that. I miss the studio full of people and laughter and picking pro football games and shooting the shit. Like, right now, I'm at the Billy Madison Show studios doing the podcast by myself like I have all year. And I'm looking through the glass at our producer slash whatever he is, Chris. And it's just like, I got nobody up here to shoot shit with about football. Our phone screener, he's a fucking giant nerd who doesn't watch football ever. John is a worthless piece of shit. You know, Bill's got enough going on. I could talk football, Bill. Bill actually likes football, but, you know, he's got enough going on. I can't get him on this podcast to save my life. Plus, he doesn't gamble. He thinks it's a sin. No, I'm kidding. He doesn't say that. But he definitely thinks it's a sin, but he doesn't say that. But I know he thinks that. You know what I mean? You know when people look down on you for doing something, but they don't say anything because they love you? That's what Bill does to me with this gambling thing. He wants to say something. He wants to save me. He probably wishes I would stop, but he just lets me be a grown man, and I love him for that. Okay, let's move on to the five picks that I have a hard on for. My point is I'm kind of depressed today, all right? I was trying to think what that rant was about. My rant a little bit, I miss Pat, you know, my boy Pat over at, fuck, I always forget his Twitter. Fuck, where, oh, here it is. It's YBB Official. Go follow my boy Pat. I know he's having a great year. Go follow him. YBB Official. It's your best bet. Go follow him. I miss those guys. I miss those guys coming up here and us being able to just do, you know. You know how everybody has those days where they think back to the olden times, the way things used to be, and they miss it. That's how I'm kind of feeling today. But whatever. I'm going to power through it. I'm going to get through this podcast. I feel like I have no energy. And I apologize for that because I hate doing a podcast with no energy, but I'm having a fucking off day. That's just, there's no doubt about it. And the only thing that's going to correct that day is an Adderall and a blunt. And I'll get to that here in a little bit. But right now, though, let's get into the five picks that I have a hard on for. They're brought to you by Blue Chew. If you need an enhancement for the bedroom, go check them out at bluechew.com. Okay, here it is, the five picks. Pick number one, I'm traveling. I'm going on the road for this one. I'm taking the Detroit Lions -3 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Over-under in that game is 54.5. Damn, it's a big-ass number. I like the Lions -3. Jacksonville is ass. They started out the year strong by beating the Colts. And then the next week they played the Titans good. But they still lost, but they played them really tight. And then after that, they have, for 3 weeks in a row, I believe, they played Miami, lost. They played the Bengals, lost. And they played the Texans and lost. And all three of those teams, that was their first win of the year they got going against Jacksonville. All right? So I think Jacksonville has showed us who they really are, and that's just not a very good football team. And the Lions are better than their 1-3 record. I really believe that. I think they just have a much better roster. They have the better quarterback in Matthew Stafford. I like for the Lions to come in here and get it done with the -3 against Jacksonville. They need a team to beat up on really good. They're going to beat up on the Jags. They're going to get a W, and I'm going to be 1-0 after that game. Next game, pick number two. This one I'm not as confident about, but I made it, and so I'm sticking with it. I already put my bet in, so there ain't shit I can do about that. I got the Chicago Bears on the road taking on the Carolina Panthers +1.5 in that game. I'm getting a bad number because originally, earlier in the week, I could have got the Bears at +3. And again, if you're confused about when I say Chicago -1.5 against Carolina or +1.5 against Carolina, what that means is when the Bears are +1.5, they could lose the game by 1 and I would still win. If they lose the game by 2 or more, I lose. Okay, that's what the plus or minus is. So they're plus 1.5. So they could lose by one, or they could even win the game and I'll win my bet. The only time I'll lose my bet is if they lose by 2 or more points to the Panthers. So I'm on the Bears plus 1.5. If you don't get that, maybe Google it. Google this. If you have confusion about the point spread, pull up Google and say, hey, Google, how does the point spread in sports work? Google will probably give you a great translation, all right? If you're still, I still get messages all the time with people that are confused about that. That's why I know this podcast ultimately, even though it has gained a sponsor, it does well in downloads. My work is very happy with it and the success that it's had. Ultimately, it's going to fail because I just don't think there's as many people in, I don't know. I don't think there's as many people that I wish that follow me or that were fans of the Billy Madison show that gamble. And I think that's because we're not a very manly show. Like, I just feel like if we were a super manly show that we would have, oh my God, this podcast would be really high on the charts. I feel like it'd be way more successful. I feel like I'm better than a lot of people out there. As far as entertainment-wise goes, I know this is not the episode to highlight my entertainment value, but just go back and listen to a bunch of the shows that I've had, especially this season, this year. Even though it sucks doing the podcast by yourself, it really does. Try doing a podcast by yourself and tell me how well that goes. I don't know how some of these news guys just sit here and fucking talk to themselves. Or sports guys, you know? But there's some people that are really good at it. I'm better than a lot, but I'm not really that good at it. I need a co-host. I need a crew. And there ain't shit I can do about that right now, though. So I just got to power through it, okay? Anyways, what was I saying? I forget. Fuck, I need to go home. It's fucking Friday. I'm exhausted. I got shit. Oh, my God. I'm such a procrastinator. I put off fucking everything that I'm supposed to do all the time. I just put it off. And I'm like, all right, well, Friday, I got to go get shit done. Why would I do that to myself? Why would I put everything that I need to do during the week off onto Friday? I'm a fucking idiot. The one day I just want to go home and actually take a nap and just fucking go to sleep. I can't because I'm a moron because I procrastinated all week. Whatever. I'll get it together. You never had an off day in your life? Fuck you. Okay? Of course you had. That's a ridiculous thing to say. Pick number 3. Bengals, plus 8 on the road, taking on the Colts. I like this play. I like this play a lot, actually. The reason I do is just because I just think the number's too big for the Colts. I think there's an overreaction right now to how the Bengals got dominated last week, even though they were playing literally the Ravens. But for some reason, people are just freaking out on Joe Burrow and the Bengals, and they're hopping off the bandwagon. I'm hopping on it right here. Now's the time. They're going to keep this game close with the Colts. I guarantee it. Everybody thinks that the reason the Colts are going to blow out the Bengals is because the Colts have, you know, one of the top defenses in the NFL. That's a lie. I don't think they have one of the top defenses in the NFL. I think they've played a lot of shitty offenses so far this year. With all the scoring that has happened in the NFL this season, the Bengals have not played those teams. The best offense they played is the Browns, which they have a good offense for sure. But outside of that, they played Jacksonville. They played the Bears. Even though the Bears are good, they don't have a good offense. They played the Vikings. And they played the Jets, the worst team in football. So you tell me, out of all 5 of those teams, who has a good offense? It's 1. So are they really a good defense? I don't think so. This is probably my best handicap of the 5 picks that I have a hard on for, brought to you by Blue Chew. Bengals, baby. They're bouncing back this week. I mean, I'm not saying they win, but they keep this game closer than 8 points. There's no doubt about that. Bengals, 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 plus 8. Get on it. Get some money. That's free money right there that Vegas is handing out. Bengals, plus 8. A lot of people are probably nervous about that one. I don't give a shit. Do it! All right, here's my 4th pick. Of the 5 picks that I have a hard on for, brought to you by Blue Chew. Titans, minus 3, taking on the Texans. Simple analysis here. I know it's going to be considered a square pick. Why? Well, because the Titans played on Tuesday, and they beat the undefeated Bills. They dominated them. And so a lot of people are going to be feeling the Titans. You know, I like the Titans for different reasons. I like the Titans because they're playing the Texans. And we're heading into week six. The Texans just got their first win of the year last week. So they didn't get their first win of the year until week five. And now they're going to win back-to-back weeks all of a sudden. They're going to beat an undefeated team. I don't think so. Titans are going to win this game. They're going to cover the three. That's a team of grown-ass men doing like just manhandling people. Who's going to tackle Derrick Henry on the Texans? Nobody. Deshaun Watson can't do it on his own. He doesn't have DeAndre Hopkins. David Johnson, I don't know. Doesn't seem to really be working out. Now, was that Bill O'Brien's fault? I guess we'll find out. I don't really think all of it was his fault. I mean, he was a terrible GM. But, I mean, he has won. He did win the AFC South like 4 out of 5 years. So, it can't be that terrible. But, anyways, I digress. I am on the Titans -3 in that game. The Titans have this weird chip on their shoulder because they're all a bunch of idiots and got COVID because, you know, they're out dicking around, obviously. And somehow they've used that to turn it into like a motivational thing for the team. They act like the league and everybody is against them because they all got COVID. And they're like, it's everybody against us. We all got COVID and it's totally our fault completely. But we're going to act like we're getting screwed over here. They quarantined us. Yeah, that's what happens when you get COVID. But fake motivation works in football. When you find things to unify your team, as stupid or as wrong as they are, it works. I mean, look at Deflategate with Tom Brady. They went on to win a Super Bowl that year. I'll never forget the Denver Broncos in 2015 when they won the Super Bowl. They had this stupid-ass iron sharpens iron motto that they just kept talking about in like every press conference. Iron sharpens iron. And that's what we all sharpen each other's iron. Or whatever the fuck they would say. You find things when you're a football team to motivate you. The Titans feel slandered by the NFL and the rest of the league over their COVID situation. It has unified them as a team. So I like for the Titans to cover the three here against the Texans. Fifth and final pick. It's a toss-up. Part of me wants to go Ravens -7.5 against Philly. Just because, you know, I know the Ravens stumbled against Kansas City, but they beat the shit out of everybody else. They do look impressive. Philly does not, even though Philly did. They surprised me last week. I bet against them with the Steelers. I did get lucky. I did cover that game. I'll admit it was total luck. The Eagles should have, you know, arguably maybe even came back and won that game. They definitely should have covered that game, but they didn't. They gave up, you know, a late touchdown, allowed me to cover in there. But I just don't think they keep it close to Baltimore. But that's not going to be my pick. I'm going to go against the grain here. My fifth and final pick is going to be on the Green Bay Packers -1 taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's just, that's a fun game to be a part of. I'm sure the Bucs are the side here when you think about Tom Brady and losing back-to-back games. But, you know, he has done it. He has lost back-to-back games. I think he loses them here. They lost to the Bears last week, and the Packers are just a better team. They just are. Aaron Rodgers at this point is just a better quarterback. He has his stuff together. And I just like for the Packers to use that. You know, they're traveling to Tampa. Where's the Super Bowl this year? Tampa. So you know they're going to be in the locker room like, this is where the Super Bowl is. You want to be back here? We prove it today. And then they all run out and they beat the shit out of Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay. I think there's borderline dysfunction down in Tampa. You know, Tom don't know what fucking down it is. Bruce Arians don't know who he wants to talk shit to. There might not be no Chris Godwin in this game. Tampa Bay obviously could easily win. That's literally a coin toss. I probably should use my fifth pick for the Ravens -7.5, but I'm not. I'm going to be an idiot and I'm going to use the Packers -1 against the Bucks. Those are the five picks I have a hard on for. Check back Monday because there are two games on Monday night. The Chiefs in Buffalo and Arizona-Dallas. I'm going to have two picks in those games. Plus, I'll recap week six in the NFL. Oh, shit. I got to do Daniel's picks. I always forget about dipshit. Hold on. Let me pull this up. Dipshit Daniel. Oh, there he is. Okay. Daniel's on Rams -3 against the 49ers. He's on Tampa plus one against the Packers. He's on Pitt minus three against the Browns. He's on Carolina minus 1.5 against the Bears. And he is on Washington plus 2.5 against the Giants. I actually don't really hate Daniel's picks this week. Even though two of them are going against me, he might actually, wow. Just looking at Daniel's picks, I feel like he put some time in this week. So good for him. Well, I wish him the worst of luck, but I actually kind of like his picks this week. They're actually kind of somewhat solid, I should say. Yeah, so that is it. That is the podcast. I got to get out of here. I got a ton of shit to do. My brain's all over the place. I had an off podcast and an off day, but I'll get through it, chat. All right, I'll be back Monday. I'll bring the fire on Monday, okay? I'll bring the heat. And, yeah, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Fuck with me this weekend. I think I'm going to have a winning week. Actually, don't follow me because I don't want to be responsible if you lose. But, yeah, you guys have fun this weekend. Enjoy that Packers-Bucks game, and I'll see you on Monday.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.